Welcome to Reptifiles.com. You are listening to an audio recording of Showdown. What is the best type of reptile enclosure? There are several types of reptile enclosure commonly used in today's reptile industry. Racks, tubs, aquariums, also known as tanks, terrariums, which can be made of glass, wood, or PVC, grow tents, screen cages, tortoise tables, and furniture conversions. Today, I'm going to introduce you to each type of enclosure, what they're good at, where they struggle, and how best to use them. And at the end, I'm going to reveal the absolute best type of enclosure that you can house a reptile in. In this article, I'm speaking from my own experience as well as the experience of others. Spoiler alert, all of these enclosures can be used both poorly and well, but only one is the most conducive to excellent reptile husbandry. Racks. Racks are vertical shelving units designed to accommodate as many animals as possible in a small amount of space. They are typically equipped with basic heating equipment such as heat tape and thermostats, and snug-fitting tubs are used to create escape-resistant enclosures. Racks are all about efficiency, so a typical enclosure in the rack system is designed to be quick and easy to clean. A disposable substrate such as a butcher paper or paper towel, food and/or water dishes, and a plastic hide box. The pros of racks are as following. Utilize vertical space, minimizing the setup's footprint. Maximizes the number of reptiles that can be housed in a single room. Cost efficient to heat. Retains humidity well. Watertight. Escape resistant. Easy to clean and maintain. And inexpensive to set up. The cons of reptile racks are as follows. The enclosure size is limited by the size of available tubs. The max known tub size is 175 quarts or 44 gallons. Also, limited ventilation. Temperature gradient is severely limited by limited ventilation and space. Heating from multiple enclosures is typically controlled by a single thermostat. If that thermostat fails, hundreds of reptiles can die as a result. Not built to accommodate UVB or any type of supplementary lighting. Limited space limits opportunity for creating an enriching environment. The rack and tub system is best suited to use by breeders who need to be able to house dozens, hundreds, or in some cases thousands of breeding stock and hatchlings as efficiently as possible. Racks are also sometimes used by pet owners and collectors who are looking for a cheap, space-conserving method of keeping their reptiles, but Reptifiles does not recommend this practice for anyone except breeders, and only then as short-term housing. To mitigate the weaknesses of a rack system and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptifiles recommends avoid housing adult reptiles that require more than 40 gallons of space. Modify the tubs to increase ventilation, either with a soldering iron or mesh. Switch to open-top tubs and modified racks to accommodate halogen heating and UVB lighting for species that can't climb out. Install smart thermometers with alarms to catch overheating before it turns deadly. Add simple, easy-to-clean, or even disposable enrichment items to each tub. Tubs. Tubs, also known as RUBs in Europe, are opaque or translucent plastic storage containers that get repurposed into reptile enclosures. These are most often used within the aforementioned rack system, but they are also used as standalone enclosures. Tubs are typically heated via heat mat and have holes poked in them with a soldering iron for ventilation. Outside of the rack system, standalone tubs tend to be less sterile. They typically contain some kind of substrate, food and water bowls, and a hide box, as well as one or two decor/enrichment items such as low climbing branches and artificial foliage. Standalone tub size is also not limited by racks, so they can be as large as 54 inches long by 22 inches wide by 15 inches high, or 65-gallon capacity. The pros of tubs are as follows. They're cheap, readily available, lightweight, watertight, hold heat and humidity fairly well, fairly escape-proof, opaque or near-opaque walls, and are easy to clean and maintain. The cons of tubs are as follows. The amount of available space is limited by the size of tub that you can find. They can be difficult to create a diverse temperature gradient. The only heating option without modification is a heat pad or heat tape. UVB lighting can be difficult or even impossible to set up, depending on the occupant. ventilation is highly limited, limited viewing, and not very attractive. Tubs are often used as a budget option when the keeper doesn't have enough money to provide a proper enclosure, for example, impulse buys from an expo or unexpected rescues. These can be acceptable as temporary housing as long as they meet the basic needs of the animal and are temporary due to the above-mentioned restrictions. To mitigate the weaknesses of a tub and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends: do not use a tub smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. If escape is not a concern, leave the top open to accommodate halogen heating and UVB lighting. If escape is a concern, use a soldering iron to create ventilation holes in the lid and walls. Mimic wild conditions as much as is possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decorations or environmental enrichment. Aquariums. Aquariums are top-opening glass containers most commonly used for housing pet fish, but they are also used for housing pet reptiles. Aquariums converted for reptile use usually come with a screen top. The pros of using aquariums: they're readily available, facilitate overhead heating and lighting, facilitate a diverse temperature gradient in a relatively small space, are well ventilated, watertight, promote easy viewing, are fairly attractive, and easy to clean. The cons of aquariums are as follows. They're heavy, only available to about 75 gallons or 48 inches by 18 inches by 21 inches, vulnerable to escapes, don't hold heat or humidity well without modification, have transparent walls that can stress the occupant, are accessible via the top only, which can make occupants more defensive, and shatter into sharp shards if damaged. The ideal application of an aquarium is housing small aquatic turtles, as these are one of the few enclosures on this list that are both large and watertight enough to fit their primarily aquatic lifestyle. However, even aquariums require some modification to perfectly suit a turtle's husbandry requirements, and there are arguments that a custom-built pond is more appropriate enclosure for housing turtles. That is not discussed here. To mitigate the weaknesses of an aquarium and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, we advise the following. Do not use an aquarium smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Utilize halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommended for the species. If used for a turtle, use appropriate heating for the water and filtration as well. Use construction paper or any opaque material as blackout for the sides and back. If housing a snake, secure the lid to discourage escape with lid locks or clamps. Place in a secure location where falls are very unlikely. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. Terrariums. Terrariums are front-opening enclosures built specifically for reptiles. They are available in a variety of materials, although primarily glass, wood, or PVC, and can be built to almost any size or shape, with sliding or swinging doors made out of acrylic or glass. Let's start with glass. The pros of glass are as follows. Front-facing doors make for easy access. They facilitate overhead heating and lighting, facilitate a diverse temperature gradient in a relatively small space, are well ventilated, highly escape resistant, fairly watertight, promote easy viewing, are very attractive, and easy to clean. However, the cons are as follows. They're heavy, expensive, don't hold heat or humidity well without modification, the transparent walls can stress the occupant, are not stackable, shatter into sharp shards if damaged, and are only available up to about 48 inches by 24 inches by 24 inches for terrestrial reptiles and 36 inches by 18 inches by 36 inches for arboreal reptiles. Because of their weight, size limitations, and high aesthetic value, glass terrariums can be great for housing small to medium-sized terrestrial or arboreal reptiles, particularly display animals. To mitigate the weaknesses of a glass terrarium and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, we advise the following. Do not use a terrarium smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Utilize halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommended for the species. Use construction paper or any opaque material to black out the sides and back. Place in a secure location where falls are highly unlikely. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. Sensing a pattern here? Wood. The advantages of a wood terrarium are as follows. Inexpensive, lightweight, have front-facing doors for easy access, facilitate overhead heating and lighting, retain heat and humidity fairly well, are escape-resistant, easy to customize, can be built to stack, and can be built to just about any size. The cons of wood terrariums are as follows. They may not be well ventilated. They may retain too much heat, impairing the thermal gradient. They may begin to rot in the presence of standing water or high humidity. Attractiveness varies depending on design and type of wood. Wood is flammable. Cedar, pine, and fir are toxic to reptiles. And it can be difficult to disinfect. Because wood is an inexpensive and readily available material, most DIY-style reptile enclosures are made of wood. Wood is also a very popular enclosure material in Europe. Aside from being affordable, wood's DIY value means that they are easy to customize to the needs of the occupant in the design process. Wood terrariums can be great for housing terrestrial or arboreal reptiles of any size, provided that the construction supports the size of the enclosure. To mitigate the weaknesses of wood and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends the following. Do not use a terrarium smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Use hardwood lumber only. Seal with several coats of non-toxic wood sealant. Include generous ventilation holes or a mesh top in the design. Make adjustments to the design to accommodate halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommended for the species. If the reptile may come in contact with the heat bulb, install a wire bulb cage. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. Also, you will need to take extra fire safety precautions. PVC terrariums. The pros of PVC terrariums are as follows. Front-facing doors enable easy access. They're lightweight, durable, escape-resistant, easy to customize, available in a wide variety of sizes, resist humidity and leakage well, facilitate overhead heating and lighting, retain heat and humidity very well, are generally stackable, and easy to clean and maintain. The cons of PVC terrariums are as follows. Higher-end enclosures can be expensive. They're often not well ventilated, can hold heat too well, impairing the thermal gradient, and can lose its shape if not placed on a flat surface. Like wood, the benefit of PVC is that it's a strong, fairly durable material that is conducive to both larger builds and customization. Because of these features, PVC terrariums can be great for housing terrestrial or arboreal reptiles of any size, provided that the construction supports the size of the enclosure. To mitigate the weaknesses of a PVC terrarium and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends: do not use a terrarium smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Add a generous number of ventilation holes or choose a design with a mesh top. Make accommodations for halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommended for the species. If the reptile may come in contact with the heat bulb, install a wire bulb cage. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. Also, place on a flat surface. Grow tents. Grow tents are used for growing plants more effectively indoors and are most well known these days for their use in indoor cannabis farming. However, some reptile hobbyists repurpose them as an enclosure. The pros of using grow tents as an enclosure are as follows. They're inexpensive, lightweight, retain heat and humidity well, can be modified to accommodate overhead heating and UVB, have opaque walls, and are available up to 20 feet long by 10 feet wide by 8 feet high. The cons of grow tents are as follows. They're unattractive, have very limited viewing opportunities, have limited ventilation, are susceptible to overheating, are not escape-proof, not very durable, can be leaky, and the reflective inner lighting may be bad for reptile eyes. With such a large variety of sizing options, with the right modifications, grow tents can make affordable and spacious enclosures for a small, medium, and large terrestrial or arboreal reptile. Due to concerns pertaining to escape, this type of enclosure is not recommended for snakes. To mitigate the weaknesses of a grow tent enclosure and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends: Do not use a grow tent smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Set up a grow tent ventilation system, covering the openings tightly with mesh and duct tape to prevent escape. Close off all potential escape routes. Make accommodations for halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommended for the species. Test the heating system rigorously for overheating and proper temperature gradient before adding the reptile. Paint the reflective inner walls with a non-toxic matte paint of choice to reduce glare. If the reptile may come in contact with the heat bulb, install a wire bulb cage or something similar. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate and appropriate hiding places and decor/environmental enrichment. Line the inner walls with a hard material, such as bamboo or reed fencing, to prevent tearing. Line the floor with a flame-resistant tarp and set up on a waterproof surface. Replace the front of the tent with clear vinyl to be able to check on your reptile at a glance. Screen cages. Screen cages are vertically oriented reptile enclosures that emphasize height, with mesh walls. This is an example of an enclosure that was developed to meet the unique needs of a specific group of reptiles, namely chameleons in this case. Chameleons require plenty of climbing room, a warm basking area, cool air, lots of water, and lots of ventilation in their husbandry. The pros of screen cages are as follows. They're inexpensive, extremely lightweight, are easy to access from the front, are very well ventilated, facilitate overhead heating and lighting, and are escape resistant. The cons of screen cages are as follows. Difficulty retaining heat or humidity, leaky, somewhat obstruct viewing, limited availability of sizes available commercially, and can be difficult to disinfect. Although screen cages are most commonly used for chameleons, they are also well suited for housing other small to medium-sized arboreal reptiles with similar needs. To mitigate the weaknesses of a screen cage and optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends the following. Do not use a cage smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Make accommodations for halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommended for the species. Install a good hydration system such as automatic misters and foggers, preferably regulated by timers and a humidistat. Set up an efficient drainage system for excess water. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. Tortoise tables. The tortoise table is a wood enclosure that emphasizes floor space with low walls, no ceiling, and is often raised off the floor via legs like a dining table. This is another enclosure that was developed to meet the unique needs of a specific group of reptiles, as tortoises are very limited in their climbing ability and become agitated to the point of obsession when confronted with transparent barriers. The pros of tortoise tables are as follow. Affordable, easy to access, lots of ventilation, opaque walls, lots of available floor space, and facilitate overhead heating and lighting. The cons of tortoise tables are as follows. Generally not available commercially. They don't retain heat or humidity very well, can be difficult to disinfect, may begin to rot in the presence of standing water or high humidity, can be very flammable, and attractiveness varies. The ideal application of a tortoise table is to use it for housing small to medium-sized tortoises and box turtles. However, depending on the size and height of the walls, they can potentially be used for any terrestrial reptile for which climbing is not a concern. To mitigate the weaknesses of a tortoise table and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends the following. Do not use a table smaller than the minimum recommendation for the species. Seal the wood well with several coats of a VOC-free wood sealant. Hang halogen heating and UVB lighting from the ceiling zoo style. Make extra fire safety precautions. Mimic wild conditions as much as is possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. Take advantage of the DIY aspect to customize it perfectly to your reptile's needs. Furniture conversions. Furniture conversions are reptile enclosures that have been made from human furniture such as entertainment centers, bookcases, and coffee tables. The pros of furniture conversions are that they're very attractive and they're highly customizable. The cons are that they're heavy, access can be difficult, the size is limited by the furniture, have limited ventilation, will rot in the presence of water if not sealed properly, and can be difficult to disinfect. The ideal application of a furniture conversion is for small to medium-sized reptiles that do not stress easily and don't mind the extra noise and chaos that can come with being housed in a piece of furniture. It also tends to be a project best left to those who are fairly handy, as furniture conversions can be complex, frustrating, and often more trouble than they are worth. To mitigate the weaknesses of a furniture conversion style enclosure and help optimize it for best reptile husbandry, Reptophiles recommends: measure the dimensions carefully and do not use a space smaller than the minimum requirement for the species. Seal the material well with several coats of VOC-free sealant. Include generous ventilation holes or a mesh top in the design. Make accommodations for halogen heating and fluorescent UVB lighting as recommendation for the species. Take extra fire safety precautions. If the reptile may come in contact with the heat bulb, install a wire bulb cage or similar. Mimic wild conditions as much as possible with naturalistic substrate, appropriate hiding places, and decor/environmental enrichment. So, what is the best reptile enclosure? Now that we've been over 10 different types of reptile enclosure, it's finally time for the moment that everyone's been waiting for, the hands-down best enclosure that you can have for your reptile. Are you ready for this? Of course you are. The best reptile enclosure in the world is... honestly, it's whatever fits all five provisions of animal welfare. After If You're Not a Reptile Breeder, Then Stop Acting Like One was published last week, there were many comments on the article from people who argued that there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach to reptile housing. And I absolutely agree with them. It's impossible! Reptiles are simply too diverse a group of animals. However, while there is no one perfect type of reptile enclosure that will meet the needs of any reptile, reptiles have plenty in common, too. And as such, there are some basic rules or standards that we need to keep in mind as we design their housing. 1. The five provisions, as far as they can be applied to reptile housing, such as: make sure to provide conditions that mimic the animal's natural habitat as closely as possible. Provide equipment that fosters excellent health, such as good muscle tone and organ function. Provide sufficient space and appropriate decor to encourage wildlife behaviors. And provide opportunities for the reptile to feel secure and comfortable in its environment. Other factors are ectothermy. Reptiles are ectotherms, also known as being cold-blooded. They require an external source of heat in a specific range of temperatures for healthy metabolism and function. Because they cannot internally regulate their body temperature, their environment must also offer a wide gradient of hot, warm, and cool temperatures for external regulation according to the animal's needs. Halogen heating is another one. Halogen heat bulbs are the best technology we have for replicating the sun's heat. No other popular reptile heating method has proven to be as effective in providing strong infrared energy to reptile tissues, as it supplies lots of the beneficial infrared A and B wavelengths and helps create infrared C. Among the many benefits of IRA and IRB for reptiles is the facilitation of metabolic reactions and tissue healing. High-quality, appropriate UVB lighting is also a universal requirement. As far as experts have been able to tell, all reptiles benefit from exposure to UVA and UVB wavelengths and regularly utilize it in the wild. In fact, they depend on it. Although most people associate UVB with vitamin D synthesis and metabolic bone disease prevention in reptiles, the benefits go far beyond that, strengthening and disinfecting the skin, modulating immune response, and stimulating beta endorphin production, and that's just to name a few. Water is the last one I want to touch on. Like all life on this planet, reptiles are inextricably dependent on water, from the most arid desert species that gets most of its water from food to the ones that spend most of their lives swimming in it. In animal physiology, water plays many roles, including transporting nutrients and hormones, facilitating metabolic reactions, and promoting healthy digestion. That being said, some enclosures do make it easier to make these standards than others, as some require significant modification while others require a lot less modification. If I have to pick just one style of enclosure to hold up as the default standard of good reptile husbandry, and that's the whole purpose of this article, right? Well, I'd have to say that the best all-around reptile enclosure is going to be the terrarium, due to a long list of benefits and a short list of drawbacks. But Do certain types of reptile enclosure work better with certain species? The answer is a limited yes. Certain types of reptile enclosure are definitely better suited to some species over others. Turtles and tortoises are some of the best examples here, as they have such a specialized set of needs that only one type of indoor enclosure will really work for them: an aquarium for aquatic turtles and a tortoise table for tortoises and box turtles. But snakes and lizards are a little bit more versatile. They can be happily housed in a variety of different types of enclosures as long as the enclosure fully meets the individual species' specific husbandry requirements. Another common theme that I noticed after publishing Paul Barclay's article last week was this argument. Yeah, generally I'm not a fan of racks and tubs, but you've got to admit that racks provide optimal housing for other species, such as ball pythons. Ah, yes, the old ball python argument. Ball pythons are the poster child for justifying rack and tub housing. Because they're one of the most commonly kept species in the US reptile industry and are at the center of the American morph breeding hobby, there is a lot of folklore, pseudoscience, and general misinformation surrounding their husbandry. The most popular ball python groups on Facebook are positively fanatical about the way that they enforce their misinformed approach to ball python husbandry. Some of the common myths that they enforce about ball python care include the following. Any kind of light in their enclosure is intensely stressful and hurts their eyes. They don't benefit from UVB. Large enclosures stress them out. Wild ball pythons live in termite mounds and almost never emerge from their burrows. They're clumsy climbers and shouldn't be given any kind of climbing object because they will fall and hurt themselves. They need to eat every 7 to 14 days, never missing a meal. Fasting is unnatural and a bad sign. I could devote an entire separate article to explaining why these statements are myths, not facts. Fortunately, Francis Coscari has already done that for me in his paper, Dispelling Python Regis Myths. There's a link at the end of this article, and I highly recommend giving it a read. Meanwhile, here's some actual facts about ball pythons. Light is important to helping regulate the day-night cycle and associated hormonal rhythms, and the brightness does matter. They do benefit from UVB. Large enclosures properly set up facilitate better physical health and do not stress them out. Wild ball pythons live in a variety of places, and while they like using animal burrows and termite mounds occasionally as their home base, they regularly leave those burrows to find food and mates. They regularly climb in the wild, particularly males, and if a ball python seems clumsy in captivity, it's because it needs more opportunities to climb and exercise to develop its muscles. Eating frequently is very bad for their health. Ball pythons' bodies are specifically adapted to get meals only rarely. An adult ball python should be fed roughly once every 4 to 8 weeks. Fasting is a perfectly natural behavior and is healthy as long as it is not accompanied by real symptoms of ill health, like significant weight loss. To summarize, racks and tubs do not, in fact, provide optimal housing for ball pythons, and would require modification beyond recognition to become so. In conclusion, while some types of reptile enclosures are certainly better than others, ultimately, the enclosure itself does not define good husbandry. It is how you use it. Also, remember, excellent reptile husbandry is an individual journey, and the most important thing is that you never stop striving for better.